It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Health is expanding COVID-19 testing beyond hospital patients and frontline healthcare workers. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
Hospital systems have had a limited number of tests and have had to prioritize who gets them. Now Denver Health is adding a new group to test outpatients with symptoms of the disease. They must be part of the Denver Health System and make an appointment to be sent to one of three drive-up sites. Dr. Tom McKenzie is Chief Quality Officer at Denver Health.
If we identify people who are positive, we hope that they will isolate themselves, and that anyone who has been in contact with them will have a heightened awareness about their potential exposure.
Dr. McKenzie says the expanded testing will help ensure that more people who are contagious stay home. He says the next step will be testing those who are asymptomatic. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
The coronavirus continues to be especially hard on Colorado's elderly population. New state numbers show that more than 320 residents of nursing homes, group homes, and rehab centers have died in the pandemic. That's more than half of the state's total deaths. The number of reported deaths at the homes nearly doubled in a week. After almost a month away, the U.S. House of Representatives convenes today to vote on another coronavirus funding bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado's House delegation is back in D.C. to vote on an almost $500 billion funding measure. It would add about $320 billion to the Paycheck Protection Program, give $75 billion to hospitals, and provide $25 billion for COVID-19 testing. The House is also expected to set up a bipartisan committee to study remote voting or proxy voting as a way to conduct House business during the coronavirus pandemic. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado weather has rain for Metro Denver this evening and mountain snow today and tomorrow. Mid-40s in Vail today, highs in the 60s around Denver. This is CPR News.